This is Dan from Karate Cafe. You are listening to the Practical Defense Podcast with Alex Haddix, where he punches your brain face with his mind fists.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week's quick tip might not be what you think it is. We're going to take a quick look at peepholes in hotel room doors. These are supposed to be security devices that help guests see out into the hallway while remaining in their rooms behind a locked door. The problem is that criminals are compromising them and converting them to their own use. I've covered hotel awareness and safety in the past, quite literally years past, so this is a small addendum to that information. Among other things you should check when entering and setting up your hotel room is the peephole in the door. This got the most press back in 2009 when ESPN reporter Erin Andrews was videotaped in her hotel room through the peephole in her door. The perpetrator of that crime was convicted and sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. Unfortunately, over the past few months, I've received emails from listeners with photographs of hotel room door peepholes that have been tampered with. And in one case, half the device was removed and stuffed with bits of paper. Someone on the outside could remove the remaining part of the device, push the paper out with a stick or pen, and then see directly into the room. So when you inspect your room, which you should do every time you enter, add the peephole to your checklist. Ensure that the view is unobstructed and the device is secured in place. It should not wiggle, and you should not be able to remove it without a screwdriver from the inside. If you can remove it from the outside, notify hotel management and security immediately. Then, of course, request a room change. That'll do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. I also invite you to check out my book on practical home security. It's currently available in DeadTree, commonly known as paperback, Kindle, Nook, and iTunes editions. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexhaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com.
Kevin MacLeod.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.